Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, looking back on last night, an all-around outstanding performance by your team defensively, offensively. You guys were able to score five goals against a pretty big goaltender. Overall, how happy were you with your team's performance?
Oh, I'm just real proud of the effort, Kelly. Yeah, big game, and to come out like we did and get a couple in the first period, score first, get a couple, and then extend it in the second. That was obviously big. And I thought the key was our penalty kill early on. They were their first three, we kept them off the board. They were able to get one at the end there to make it 3-2, but then our power play turned right around and got a big goal after that. So a real gutty performance by everybody. And the type of effort you need on the road, that was really gratifying.
Well, I know your team has struggled on the road this season. Your first WCHA win on the road. Do you think that's gotten you over the little bit of bump you've had on the road trips?
Well, like I said yesterday, it's not that we perform poorly. It's, just not getting the results. And, that's the game. We've talked about that so many times that, you can have a great effort. And, sometimes your opponent's goalie or whatever. And certainly haven't been we haven't felt like we can't be successful. But, anytime you can win on the road, anytime you can win in this league, it's big. And on the road, it's, even more so. So the biggest thing was, it's 3 points. We were able to creep a little bit closer to Duluth and to Ohio State. Put a little room between ourselves and St. Cloud, Mankato. But now, again, tonight's game is that much more important.
Getting goals on a goaltender like Levy, who's played so well as of late, that first goal by Abby Halaska, just crashed the net type of play, catching those rebounds. Is that kind of the game plan going into the weekend against Levy?
Yeah, for sure. We talked about how important it is to get to the net, get traffic to the net, look for rebounds. We talked about being off the far post all the time and just be ready. Have your stick on the ice I think Abby's was a great play by Claire to get her the puck, and then she was all alone. She made their goalie made the first save, but she stayed with it. But the other two, the Grayson Myers was on a rebound, or a play that came from across the crease, and she was where she was supposed to be. And then Claire to George, same thing. She was right on the doorstep and was able to knock one in. So. We know that's what we're going to have to do. We know we got to create traffic. We know there's going to be rebounds, but we need to make sure we're gritty enough to get there so we can get an opportunity to get those shots in.
Well, one thing I've noticed about those rebound plays is that your team, the positioning has been so much sharper. And is that just instinct, or does that just come with practice?
Oh, it's practice. Just working, constantly being aware around the net. The biggest thing is having your stick on the ice and being ready, and that's the key, because if you take too long, good goalies are going to get in position to make saves. But if you have the ability to one-time it and just be ready at any time around that net, that's just going to really help you out in terms of scoring goals.
I had a chance to visit with Paige Beebe after last night's game, and she had a great third period, a great hockey game overall. She mentioned that one of the team goals was blocking shots. She had a block shot herself, but 21 block shots for your team overall. Obviously, you expect that out of your defensemen, but a couple of your forwards coming up big for you.
Oh, huge. I could think of that power play in the second period. Bergie and Claire and Tina all had blocks consecutively. And, I use the example of Nick Seeler from the Wild and Zach Parise from the Wild, how they both, they stepped right in front of back scratchers at the NHL level. I said, that's commitment. That's commitment. And when you can do that, it just shows everybody else on the bench that you are committed to doing the little things. And to see that, to see 21 blocks, that means we were very, very committed last night in terms of wanting to do those little things and doing what we had to do for each other. And that's so important on the road, and really, really nice to see. And it's going to be a challenge for our group again to do it again today.
Grayson Myers scores her first career goal, the freshman out of Fargo, North Dakota. How much does it lift your team up when they see a freshman getting their first goal?
Oh, absolutely. It's always exciting. It's something that obviously Grayson will never forget. Yeah, and your teammates enjoy it just as much. I mean, they've all been there. They've all gone through it. When your teammates get their first goal, it's always pretty special.
How do you carry last night's momentum into game two of this weekend?
Well, just we reinforce how important this game is. We said yesterday's big, today's bigger. I mean, that's what it is. It's an opportunity to get even further ahead of St. Cloud and Mankato, depending on how St. Cloud does against Wisconsin. And obviously Duluth's not playing, so we can creep three, you know, within three again of them. And who knows what's going to happen with Ohio State. So we might, by the end of the weekend, if we come out and get the job done today, you know, you're going to be 4 points out of third place. So every weekend's big. You know, we talk about that all the time, Kelly. Every point's big. So I don't think it'll be any issue for our group to be ready. We know Mankato's going to be better. We know that they're going to be challenged. We know that they're going to, you know, obviously there's a lot at stake on their end as well. So we need to be ready for that, and we need to be on our toes. And when that puck drops, be ready to go.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.